This is Doug Fireball from Passion Fire International, the Network Marketing Training Institute. And if you're listening to this, then you have recently joined our training letter, and I want to welcome you. And the reason for that is because our training letter goes out 2 to 3 times a week and has some incredibly powerful training in it, as well as updates, product specials that are only e-zine-oriented. Otherwise, you have to be a member of the training letter in order to get any type of special like that. Also, special announcements and various things like that. And we welcome you. What an honor it is not only to have you as part of the family, but also to have you as somebody that hopefully we can maybe partner up here and in the process of your success, maybe make a little bit of a difference. I've been so blessed, my wife and I have been so blessed to be in the industry, her 15 years, myself almost 23 years. And you know something, we're celebrating our 10th year this year for Passion Fire International. 10 years in business, we do business in over 25 countries, and you know, we're just blessed by God, there's no doubt about it. And what this particular download is about the 7 biggest mistakes made in network marketing that no one will tell you. You know, it's kind of interesting because your company, whatever company that could be or is, and your upline may have great training as far as process, maybe prospecting, recruiting, presentation, retailing, all the things necessary in order to succeed with your company. But what our goal here for this next 30 minutes or so is to tell you the 7 biggest mistakes made in network marketing that probably you're not going to hear about. This is coming from over 20 years experience, and guys, I tell you, I worked in business for 14 years full-time, had a huge organization, which I was blessed to co-lead. And the next thing you know, these things started cropping up, and nobody told us. This is purely things we found out the hard way. So hopefully this will shorten your learning curve, and even if you're a veteran, it may shorten your learning curve as far as maybe taking you to a whole different level of advanced training or advanced leadership. What are the 7 biggest mistakes made in network marketing that no one will tell you? The very first mistake is not having a business owner mentality. One of the strangest things is, and it blows me away, people start a business out of their home. They become a business owner working out of their home in the networking or direct sales arena. But what happens is they still have an employee mentality. Most people have an employee mentality when they enter into this business, and what happens is they expect, I've got to be told what to do, you know, I'm a follower. They don't have a business owner mentality. You've got to step up to the plate and understand you are now officially an owner of a business that you happen to work out of your home. You are CEO and president of your own company. And because of that, if you don't have a business owner mentality, unfortunately, there's a lot of things that are going to happen that you don't want to happen, such as people are not going to take you as seriously. We have found that when people are a consultant or a distributor or representative in their own minds with a company, they have so much less power and presence in what they do. But when they step up to the bat and literally become a business owner within their own mind, it seems that something inside of them shifts. And for whatever reason, they're taken more seriously. People take what they say more seriously. People seem to respond to them differently because it's something about the realization that you are a business owner that really creates a more dynamic presentation, a more dynamic approach, and a more dynamic conversation with people. You can imagine, for instance, people that are owning their own business sitting there and they act like, in their mind, I'm an employee. Now, most people today have an employee mindset because that's what they're programmed for. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you're going to have to shift your paradigm and perspective from employee mindset to I am a business owner. Because an employee mindset, an employee waits to be told what they're supposed to do. A business owner does not. He or she creates the plan. An employee always waits to clock in. A business owner is always on the clock working their business when they do. An employee mindset is, I'm going to do enough just to, you know, get by and get my paycheck. And unfortunately, that's just the way the workforce is. But a business owner is focused more on what they need to do in order to move the company forward. An employee is focused on more about their paycheck and wages. A business owner is focused more about profits, more about revenue streams versus just a paycheck. And see, that's the difference between most employees and business owners, where most employees have like, I want you to take care of me mentality. A business owner says, I'm taking care of myself and whoever else that I can mentality. And see, when you have that type of responsibility to yourself and you accept that accountability as a business owner, then people are going to take you a whole lot more serious in what you're doing. Because what would you do? Let's reverse roles here, and you're on the couch and somebody is sitting there at in your living room telling you about this great, amazing vitamin company, and they're coming across purely as a distributor. All they want to do is they want to get you in the business. All they want to do is try to make money off of you. Or if they come across as a business owner, they're interested in creating a revenue stream and a profit structure out of your home to help you and your children and your family, which is going to seem more attractive. Obviously, the latter, the second one. That's why you've got to ask yourself this question. Do I honestly have a business owner mentality? Do I look at this business as my business that I'm going to build, whether I look at it as a wealth vehicle or something just to bring extra profits into the house? Do I look at it like that? Now, there's two things that business owners do that give it away that they are serious about what they're doing. First and foremost, they always have the other person's interest in mind first. That's what a business owner does. Distributors many times have their own paycheck first and foremost in the focus. It's not that way, guys. You've got to understand it's all about what they're looking for, the prospect. The second thing that the business owner does is they take responsibility in whatever happens with their business. Many distributors will give excuses. It's the company, it's the product, it's this, it's that. A business owner will say, obviously, it's my business. There's been a glitch here. I will get back with you on how that we plan to resolve this. I'll call the company, and we'll get this taken care of. See, that's a business owner mentality. And you've got to move out of the distributor, consultant, representative mentality and get into a business owner mentality, because your whole presentation will shift into a much more powerful presentation. All your telephone calls and conversations will shift into a much more powerful presentation. So number one, seven biggest mistakes made in network marketing, nobody's going to tell you, is not having a business owner mentality. I congratulate you. You are a business owner. And see, that's one of the things that we teach at Network Marketing Training Institute. If you haven't been to mynmti.com, I would encourage you to do that. Why? Because there's millions of dollars worth of training there. What's the number two? Well, the first one is not having a business owner mentality. Number two is not making a decision. There is no success on this earth that has ever been accomplished without first a decision being made for that to accomplish. Most people come into this business and they have never made the decision to succeed in this business. They've made a choice to try it. They've made a choice to kick some tires, to give it a shot. But they've never made that ultimate decision that this is what I must do and I will succeed. I have decided this will become a million-dollar business. Let me explain the difference here, because somebody asked me a question years ago. It says, have you made a choice to try this business or a decision to succeed massively in it? And I'm like, whoa. See, a choice comes from the mind. And again, guys, you got to ask yourself this question. Have I made a choice just to give this business a shot, just to see what happens? Or have I honestly made a decision which comes from the heart, and that this thing is going to be one of the most powerful factors and influences in my life? Most people come into this business having made a choice just to see what happens. I'm going to do it for a few weeks or a few months, and I'm just going to see what happens. That's how probably 75 to 80% of all distributors come into this business. But see, leaders, they're different. Leaders look at it from the standpoint is they understand choice is something that can be altered every day. You can make a choice to eat at this restaurant today and change it tomorrow. You change your mind left and right. But a decision is an unalterable position of the heart. Did you get that? A decision is an unalterable position of the heart, because the choice is made by the mind. But decisions are more deeply rooted. And that's why a decision is made from the heart. And see, when you're talking to people, you know, when you're communicating with them on conversations, telephone calls, presentations, whatever you're doing, When you've made a choice to try this business, they can feel it in your words. They can hear it in the tone of your voice. They can sense it in your presence. They can see it in your eyes. Because they know that you have not committed totally to making this business work. It's a subconscious thing. They can sense it. They can smell it. And they back off because they don't want to enroll in a company. They don't want to go with somebody as a quote partner if they're not fully committed. I wouldn't. You wouldn't either. So that's why that you've got to ask yourself this question. Have I honestly made a decision to succeed in this business, or did I just make a choice to try it and see what happens? Because when you've made a decision, people will see it in your eyes. They'll hear it in your tone of voice. They'll sense it in your presence. They'll feel it in your body language. They'll feel it in your energy. They'll hear it in your words. Because the decision, when you make it from the heart, shifts everything on the inside. It shifts your thinking, your belief, your emotions, your expectations. And the most amazing thing is people then will respond differently to you. You're saying, is that really true? Absolutely. I remember for 4.5 years I tried this business. I made the choice to try it. One day I just got serious and the light went on and I made a decision I was going to become successful in it. And the next thing you know, the thing started rocking. So that's why that you've got to ask yourself this honest-to-God question. Have I honestly made a decision to succeed in this business, or am I just sitting back just kind of trying it? I've made a choice to kick some tires. I made a choice maybe to give it a shot and see what happens. Because whatever you have done, choice or decision, will be felt in everything you do. That's why the people with fabulous talent, great articulation, great presenting skills, great recruiting skills never succeed in this industry because they've never jumped over the bridge. They've never drawn a line in the sand and said, from this day forward, it's a decision, not a choice. Because again, decision carries power with it. A choice only carries choice. It's a weakness that people can sense. You can choose every day what you're going to do. You can choose the phone calls you're going to make. You can choose the appointments you're going to do. You can choose who you're going to talk to. But if there's a decision behind it that you're going to succeed massively, it changes everything about your business. So again, the second biggest mistake is no decision. Not making a decision to radically succeed in this business. All you have to do, guys, is flip the switch. It's on the inside of you, and you've got to say, from this point forward, I have decided. I'm not coming back. As my friend Jim Rohn says, you'll either see me at the top of the mountain, waving at you, or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back. Guys, that is a decision. So number one, not a business owner mentality. Number two is no decision. Number three is expecting too much too soon. You heard me correctly. Expecting way too much way too soon. This business has those rare, and almost I'm going to call them like 1/100th of a percent people that come into this business and explode. Yes, they are out there. They've never done networking before, and the next thing you know, they come in, and their first year they earn a six-figure income. Those people are out there, and if you have one in your organization, you better thank God every day for them. But most people, and I'm going to say 90%, do not have that run, do not have that quote-unquote fortune. And what happens is they've been told you can make money in 30 days. You can be earning $10,000 the first 15 minutes. And the next thing you know, their expectancies are way too unrealistic. This is a business. There is a learning curve, and it's different for everybody. Somebody may have a 2-month learning curve. Somebody may have a 2-week. Somebody may have a 2-day. Somebody may have a 2-year, depends on how you want to learn and how fast you want to go. But expecting too much too soon is a product and a fruit of hype. There's a lot of hype out in this business. They'll tell you anything to recruit you. And then once you're in, they'll say, man, you're just going to get wealthy. And when it doesn't happen, you get totally, radically, not only disappointed, but you almost get, there's an anger inside of you because you felt misled. And that does happen quite frequently in this business. See, that's why that you've got to ask yourself a question. What am I expecting honestly? Because there's a mirror to that, just like two sides of a coin, expecting too much too soon or expecting too little. Both are just as bad because if you're expecting too little, then you're not going to be motivated. You're not going to be focused on what you can do. You're going to be focused on what you've been told is possible. You've got to ask yourself again this question, am I expecting too much? Now, what is too much? It varies with everybody, but I would say singularly the greatest quote-unquote too much is expecting to make a ton of money quickly in something that realistically is not geared to that. Network marketing is geared towards making revenues and profits the very first month, but not the very first minute. You can make some significant income in 90 days if you really work hard in network marketing. But guys, your expectations have to follow along with the comp plan pays out, along with the product and the mass appeal, if you will, of your product and services. Now, am I saying that you can't make a six-figure income your first year? Absolutely not. You can go out and work as hard as you possibly can go. You can talk to thousands of people, and absolutely you can do that. But most people are not willing to work that hard. There's a certain type of person that will work it only at the pace they're willing to go, and they're still, because they're not willing to go beyond what's really necessary to earn a six-figure income the first year, they expect way too much too soon, and they expect 2 to 3 to 4 hours a week to provide them a six-figure income. Unless you have 2 to 3,000 people in your group doing the same thing, then odds are you may have to wait a little bit. Be realistic, but let's not be limited. There's a difference. I would suggest you get with your sponsor and say, what is realistic for me? I want to go as fast as I can. I want to go as quick as I can, but I don't want to make goals that are crazy, because there's two types of goals in this business. Reach for goals and settle for goals. You need to have a settle for goal. What is it that I really want to happen? That's your reach for goal, but what will I settle for? That is the goal that you'll accept, but you're not going to be amazingly happy with it, but it's something at least that will get you out there. Most reach for goals are fantasy. Most people say, I want to earn $1 million my first year. Well, to be perfectly blunt, that's fantasy, because odds are 99.9% of the people won't even get close to that in their home business in network marketing. So expecting too much too soon is something, guys, that you got to move past. Get your expectations where they stretch you. Get your expectations where they really grow you. And get your expectations to where they excite you. But don't let your expectations become anchors. And then when they don't happen because you're so off the mark, you're so far from what you thought would happen, that literally they pull you under into a funk, an emotional funk, if you will, that you can't get out of. So the number three is expecting way too much, way too soon. Number four is working in spurts. Otherwise, you'll go for a few days, you'll go for maybe a week or two, and then suddenly you just won't work for a period. You cannot work this business in spurts. It doesn't happen that way. You've got to have a continuous pace, a continuous pattern, and a continuous flow in order to work this business. Let me give you an example. Let's take an airplane. What would happen if you were in an airplane and it starts taking off going 100 miles down the tarmac, and suddenly it slows down to 30 miles an hour, then it speeds up again to 70, slows down to 50, speeds up to 100, and then again it slows down to maybe 30 miles an hour and then tries to take off. What's going to happen? Well, you know as well as I, it will never get off the ground that way. Because an airplane, because of the aerodynamics, has to go at least 150 miles an hour to 175 in order to create the aerodynamics that will lift it off the ground when the elevators are activated, which push the plane up. Well, it's the same thing with you. In order to get your business off the ground, you cannot go 30 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, 20, and then no miles an hour for a week or two, and then start working again. Working this business in spurts, it'll totally create frustration, it'll create discouragement. And see, that's why most people, believe it or not, do not plan their business. Most people don't have a planner, and most people have no clue in their calendar what they're going to do, because they have a spurt mentality. They're just going to work it when they think about it, or work it when it's convenient. They don't treat it like a job, because again, that's the difference between an employee and a business owner. An employee will work it when they're on the clock. A business owner works it when it needs to be worked. And that's a huge difference. There's two words that you really need to get ingrained into your psyche. Pace yourself. It's like a marathon. You want, in your mind, you want, in your business, you want to be able to pace yourself. Because I would rather somebody make one call for 30 days in a row than 30 calls in one day. I'm going to repeat that. I would rather have somebody make one call for 30 days in a row than 30 calls in one day. And you're saying, well, that doesn't make any sense. Sure it does. There's something called a success rhythm. You've got to develop it. It's like a clock. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. It's like a clock. You've got to develop that success rhythm, and it's got to be a rhythm, it's got to be a pace, it's got to be something that you flow every single day. And I don't care if it's 2, 5, 10 calls a day, 2 appointments a week, you establish a pace that you feel comfortable with or maybe stretches you a little bit, and then no matter what, you work at that pace. Because if you're working this business in spurts, it's not going to work, guys. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not going to happen. You've got to make sure that you have full tilt boogie when you work. And some people say, well, I can't give 100% of my hours to this business. Don't do that. You don't have to. But the hours that you work, give 100%. Because I would much rather somebody give 100% to 3 or 4 hours than somebody work 40 hours and give only maybe 20%. It's not going to work, guys. You've got to understand that. I mean, you know, after being in this business for a while, you understand a few things. You've got to set a pace. You've got to set a pattern. You've got to set a plan. Those are the 3 P's: pace, pattern, and plan. What's your pace you're going to work at? How many hours a week? What's the pattern? What are you going to do? What activities are you going to do? And what's your plan on doing them? Pace, pattern, and plan. That will get you out of spurtsville and that spurts mentality. Number 5 is believing it's a numbers game. Now, I'm going to step on some toes here. I understand. Some people are going to, whoa, wait a minute. That's what my upline says. It's a numbers game. It's not a numbers game. I don't care what your upline says. I don't care what your company says. I don't care what other training, quote-unquote, gurus say. It's not a numbers game, period. I've seen too many people contact tens of thousands of people and have miserable results. Because understand something. If you're creating and practicing ineffective activity, it's going to produce ineffective results. That's just the way it is. It is not a numbers game. It is an effective numbers game. And see, that is something that you've got to get in and understand. Because if you believe it's a numbers game, I can give you 200, 300, 400 people that I personally know that made tons of phone calls and never did squat. And the reason why was simple. They made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ineffective conversations and phone calls that produced nothing. Because an ineffective action will always produce an ineffective result. It's just that simple. You know, believing it's a numbers game, you know, all I got to do is talk to X amount of people. Well, you may be talking to enough people, but you may be talking wrong to them and not even aware of it. You may be coming across as something that turns them off. You may be saying the wrong verbiage. You may be using phrases that repel them. You may have your own interest up front, and they sense that. Whatever it is that's ineffective, you need to correct and make very effective. See, that's why that in an MTI, we teach communication mastery and we teach recruiting mastery, because we want people to understand this is not only an effective numbers game, but guys, you've got to work numbers so they work for you. Most people work the numbers work totally against themselves. There's something in the industry called law of averages, which I totally agree with. If you call enough people, yeah, you probably recruit a few just from the law of averages. But let me ask you a question. Would you rather have a law of average or a law of extraordinary? I'm going to repeat that. Would you rather have a law of average or a law of extraordinary? Because a law of extraordinary is going to give you extraordinary results. Law of average is going to give you average results. And it's time that we quit believing it's a numbers game. It's an effective numbers game. You've got to be effective in your prospecting. You've got to be effective in your contacting. You've got to be effective in creating the presentation and the conversations and neutralizing objections and following up and getting the decision and all the things. You've got to be an effective retailer. You've got to be an effective trainer and leader. An ineffective result will always, an ineffective action will always produce an ineffective result, period. This is not a numbers game. And I hate to burst your bubble if you think so, but I know way too many people that thought it was. They worked the numbers ineffectively and they're out of the business because nothing happened. You've got to get effective. You've got to learn the right ways to do things. You've got to learn the right principles behind them. And you've got to learn the right things that will move you forward in this business, not constantly keep you where you are, as most people today are. What they do is keeping them. It's like, I call it the quicksand of average. Why in the world would you want to stay in the quicksand of average and try just average things and do average attempts and actions where you could create extraordinary results with effective actions? So yes, I guess if you really want to get technical, it is semi-sort of pseudo a numbers game, but it's an effective numbers game. And without the word effective, it's simply not the truth. So far we've covered not a business owner mentality, the seven biggest mistakes. Number two is no decision. Number three is expecting way too much, way too soon. Number four is working in spurts. Number five is believing it's a numbers game. Number six is not role-playing. You know, one of the single biggest mistakes made in network marketing today is people, when they bring new consultants, distributors, representatives in, whatever you want to call them, they don't role-play with their new people. They don't practice three ways. They don't practice conversations on the telephone, approaching people. They don't practice anything. They just say, okay, let's get your memory jogger out. You got your memory jogger done. Bam, let's go. And the next thing you know, they're thrown to the wolves without any practice, without any drilling, without any rehearsal. And the next thing you know, unfortunately, their whole business is going down the toilet simply because they did not have the right practice, drill, rehearse. You must role play with your people. When you bring a new distributor in, the first thing you need to do is say, okay, let's get your manual open. Let's see what it says, how to approach people. Then you approach me. Practice. Because if you're going to be talking to your friends and you're going to be talking to your family, practice with me. And get them on a phone call and say, okay, you call me and let's practice this. And let's do it over and over and over until you get it right. Now, why would you want to role play? Very simple. You're creating experience in their mind that they can go back to and say, this is how you do it. It's like a GPS system. You teach them the correct way, then you let them go ahead and show you that they've got it, and it's like a GPS system. It will guide them as they make phone calls live. You know, making phone calls is important in this industry. Making phone calls is very important in this industry. But guys, if you're not honestly, if you're not creating your own role-playing structure with your distributors, the phone calls will be ineffective. Why? We've done some studies at Passion Fire. We have found out that people that have role-played for at least 2 hours with their sponsor have almost five times better results than people that did not. Did you get that? I'm going to repeat that. We have found that people that have role-played with their sponsor for at least a couple hours on three ways and phone calls and really getting it down, they have like five times the better results than the people that didn't role play. That's why that not role playing with your new consultant or distributor is a huge mistake. You know, some people may disagree with this. Oh, no, it's not that important. You're living in a fantasy world if you don't think it's important. Role playing is necessary because no athlete in this world would dare to step into the field, court, game, track, would never dare step onto that without practicing. They practice relentlessly. Well, see, you've got to look at yourself as a network marketing athlete. You've got to understand that you've got to get your success muscles tuned up. You've got to get your skill sets tuned up so that when you do step onto the court, field, or track, quote-unquote, live, then you as an athlete then can obtain the most effective and best results there is. We expect our athletes, if we have a football team or basketball team, to practice, practice, practice. Why in the world wouldn't we expect at least a little bit of practice from our own distributors? Doesn't make a lick of sense to me. So number six is not role-playing. Number seven is having your new distributor do their memory jogger alone. Having your new consultant or representatives doing their memory jogger alone. When you first come into this business, you got to understand there are names in a contact list that you must put together. It's that simple. You must do it. I did it. Everybody does it. But see, what happens is the largest portion of people, when they say, okay, let's do a memory jogger now, they come up with maybe 20, 30, 40 names, and that's all there is. Again, at PassionFire.com, we have products that literally will teach you how to do a memory jogger and get at least 500 names. We teach it on Network Marketing Training Institute as well. And by the way, if you're not attending the Monday night 10 p.m. webinars, I would encourage you to do so, because it's a training, doesn't cost a dime, but it's a training that literally will light your fire. Every single Monday night at 10 p.m. for about 40, 45 minutes, there is not only training from network marketing and home-based business, but also online marketing training, how to get out there on the internet. And we have a lot of different surprise trainers as well. If you're not focused in on 10 p.m. Monday night, I would encourage you, just go to myNNTI.com or PassionFire.com and just click in where it says webinar, fill in your name, no passcode needed, and it'll take you right in. So getting back to what I was saying, having your new distributor do the memory jogger alone, what you need to do is you need to do it, if they're long distance, call them. Say, okay, let's get your memory jogger out. And I'm going to start going over, okay, who's your accountant? Who's your aunt? What athletes do you know? Who's your butcher? Who's your baker? Who's your candlestick maker? Go through the page of the memory jogger and then come up with at least one name. One name. How simple is that? And by the way, we got a whole training on NMTI about how to literally explode your memory jogger. All we want to do here is give you something that'll help you. And doing your memory jogger with your new consultant or distributor will absolutely not only explode the numbers, but then they'll do it with their new people. Then they'll do it with their new people. And that's what you want, duplication. So number seven is having your new distributor do the memory jogger alone. Now, we're going to have two bonus ones. We said that these are the seven biggest mistakes made in network marketing, but guess what we're going to do? We're going to have two bonus ones, just as Jody and I like to give because we're believers and we want to sow into you. So there's two more that we're going to give you. Number eight is building a business, not building leaders. Building a business, not building leaders. One of the single greatest mistakes made in network marketing today is people focusing on building a business, not building leaders. The secret to this business, guys, is two words, leadership development. And again, that's our whole focus on what we do with Passion Fire. Whether you're an affiliate, and by the way, we have a great affiliate program. It doesn't cost a dime. We teach you how to develop leaders step by step by step. See, most people build a business with people that are not leaders. You give me one strong leader, and I will take them over 100 distributors. Did you get that? You give me one strong leader, I will take that person, he or she, over 100 distributors. Because I want to build leadership. And the only way that you can develop a business that stays 5-10 years down the road is to build leaders that will help you build the business together. And see, leadership development is a kind of like a cross between an art and a science. And again, you'll learn all that at PassionFire.com and Network Marketing Training Institute. What would you rather do? Would you rather recruit a leader or would you rather recruit just a distributor? Let me give you a tip here. And this is something you'll learn at NMTI. There's three different parts to your whole organization. You've got the leaders, you've got the builders, you've got the retailers. You've got the leaders, you've got the builders, you've got the retailers. And then actually there's four if you listen to the video about it. There's leaders, there's builders, there's retailers, then there's the players, what they play with this business. And see, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you were recruiting for leaders, because leaders will instinctively start going after builders and leaders themselves. That's just what leaders do. They don't want to just go after distributors. Now, you got to ask yourself this question. Wait a minute. I've got 10 people that's getting ready to come into my business, but odds are there will be distributors, not a leader. Is that wrong? No. Bring them in. But make sure that the leadership development training and all the information they have access to, so that they can at least then start unleashing their own potential leadership and not just focus on building a business. Because if you're just building a business, it'll go away. You heard me correctly. Distributors building businesses and retailing product and bringing more distributors in and not leading anything or anybody odds are that business is short-lived. But you start building leaders, you start having a focus of leadership, your business will stick and it will be here 5 years from now. So number eight is building a business, not building leaders. And number nine, let's go through all seven plus two. Seven biggest mistakes made in network marketing. No one's going to tell you. Number one, not a business owner mentality. Number two, not making a decision. Number three, expecting way too much too soon. Number four, working in spurts. Number five, believing it's a numbers game. That's a myth. Number six, not role-playing with your new distributors. Number seven, having your new distributor do their memory jogger by themselves. Number eight is building a business, not leaders. And number nine, listening to the wrong people. You heard me right. Listening to the wrong people. You know, that's one of the things, guys, that I have to kind of smile about, because listening to the wrong people is something that I did for 4 years. They say, oh, it's not going to work. Doug, you've never succeeded at anything. Why in the world would you succeed now? You don't have the talent. You don't have the skills. But somebody cared enough about me to say, you've got all the talent in the world. All you got to do is just unleash it. Somebody cared enough about me to tell you the truth. And that's what Jody and I are here to do, to tell you the truth. What is the listening to the wrong people? What do the wrong people sound like? They use words like can't, won't, never, impossible. They have a negative tone to everything they say. You need to start listening to the right people, the people that have been there. Because see, the people that are wrong have never experienced the success that you're looking for, so they can't guide you there. They can't take you there. Listening to the wrong people, they're the ones that constantly are putting you down. And they have this criticism constantly all the time and telling you it's not going to work, you're wasting your time. You need to get around people that are making it happen. Even if you have to listen to this particular download over and over and over again just to hear these words, you've got everything you need inside of you to succeed massively. God put it there himself. You just need to unleash it on the world and quit letting people tell you that you can't do it, because you can. See, there's only one small little difference between the word can't and can. It's the letter T. And the letter T stands for your thinking. Most people think themselves out of success every day. Are you making that happen? Most people think themselves out of success every day. That's why that my NNTI is a daily upload, you know, of powerful information you can listen to on a daily basis. That's why that you need to listen to the CDs. You need to listen to the company trainings. You need to listen to all the things that your upline is doing to make sure that all the negatives that you're hearing kind of are just pushed off to the side. Listening to the wrong people is a huge mistake. But I'm telling you right, if you listen to the right people and you literally get focused, really focused, and start listening to not only the right input, listening to the good, the powerful, the mighty that builds you, guys, I'm telling you what, you will become unstoppable and undeniable. So these are the seven biggest mistakes made in network marketing. And nobody's going to tell you. I'm going to go through them one more time. Number one, not a business owner. Number two is no decision. Number three is expecting way too much way too soon. Number four is working in spurts. Number five, believing it's a numbers game. Number six, not role playing. Number seven, having your new distributor do their memory jogger alone. Then we gave you two more. Number eight, building a business, not leaders. And number nine is listening to the wrong people. This is Doug and Jody Fireball from PassionFire.com and NetworkMarketingTrainingInstitute.com, and we just are so honored that you have enrolled and joined our training letter. And it comes out 2 to 3 times a week. And just read and see how the information and training can help build you, build your business, but most importantly, build leaders. Thanks again, Doug and Jody Fireball. Thank you for downloading this and joining our community. God bless you.